Praise be Jesus and Mary. We now reflect on the great sign of Christ's love for us. More intensely, of course, on Good Friday. But we even begin now, starting with the betrayal of Judas. And we must have look at ourselves. We have to examine our own consciences. Where do we stand in all of this? After all, Christ died for all of us. We look upon and we reflect on the torn, mangled body of our Lord hanging on the cross. That's our sins that brought all that about. All of us. We have to look at ourselves. And ask ourselves the question, are we among those betrayers with our sins? And what are we going to do about it? How are we going to respond? Now we see two different responses here. When our Lord says the words, "Amen, amen, I tell you, one of you will betray me." Note, all of the apostles except one say, "Is it I, Lord?" Or here, I believe it's recorded, "Surely it is not I, Lord." They'll say, "Lord." They're acknowledging him as the one who rules, the king, as it were, the Most High. They all say, "Lord," except one, Judas himself, the betrayer. "Surely it is not I, Rabbi." He fails to acknowledge that our Lord, that Jesus is Lord. He calls him Rabbi, teacher. And he asks the very same question as the other, "Surely it is not I." As we know very well, it was he. If you followed yesterday's gospel, it becomes even more intense. Because St. John tells us Satan had already entered him. When he went out, it was night. See, it was very dark, black for Judas. It was already, as it were, too late, but not for us. And it wouldn't have been for him if Judas hadn't despaired. You see, we should never give up hope. Our Lord is there waiting for us to turn to him. Are we going to respond with the apostles? All the apostles say, "Is it I, Lord?" Do we want to address him as Lord? Or are we going to get weak and address him only as Rabbi, teacher? He is our teacher. It isn't to say that. But he is much, much more. He is truly our Lord. And he is waiting for us, I repeat, to turn to him and beg his mercy. And he is waiting to take us back into his arms. See, we have nothing to despair, nothing to lose, but we have everything to gain. Everything. Because we have eternal life. Let us then not turn away, not be afraid, but run to our Lord and beg his mercy that he may put his arms around us and welcome us into that very eternal life that he waits to bestow upon all of us. Praise be Jesus and Mary. Amen.